free, and take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you in this studio tonight is Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. You'll find that the features there are completely free. In fact, the main feature allows you to control the content of the site. You find something online you want to share with our listeners, you submit it as show prep. It pops up on the website. Others can vote it up or down, and the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site at freetalklive.com. Still to come, your chance to win a two-pack of the Totesack. Stay tuned for your opportunity to win that coming up here in a little bit. We're going to go to your phone calls at 800-259-9231, and then a little more on the drama that has seemingly exploded onto Facebook in the midst of the Liberty Movement centered here in New Hampshire. We'll see what the fallout's been on that and touch on a couple more points if we can. But your calls come first here. So let's talk to Charlie in Scotland. Charlie, you're on Free Talk Live.
No. Tony.
Oh, it's Tony. Tommy.
Tommy in Glasgow.
They totally got your name wrong, and the board operator did, so I apologize, Tommy. Go ahead with your thoughts.
No, it's okay. How you doing tonight, lad? Long time no speak. You keeping okay?
Yeah, just super. What's going on?
Yeah, no, not a lot here. Just, I've been opening up a new website. I've invited a couple of guys, one from California, a guy called Brett Bogue, and a guy called Rick Simpson. Don't know if you've heard these guys. We've been on a couple of videos, how Weed won the West and Run from the Cure.
How Weed won the West?
Yeah, how Weed won the West.
Nice. No, I have not heard of that.
No, you've not seen it? No. Well, you can check it out. I've opened up a new front. It's called conspiracyradio.info. Conspiracyradio.info. And then one of the shows, I just done a show.
You're not doing another conspiracy show, are you? Aren't there enough conspiracy shows out there, Tommy?
Yeah, well, you see, some of this stuff is, connected to Scottish football just now. I mean, it's totally off topic what I was going to say, lads, but just now, it's about soccer. You guys call it soccer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the teams in Scotland is called Glasgow Celtic. Now, the background of Glasgow Celtic, this is the team that I support. Now, they were founded in 1888, and they were founded by Irish Catholics. Bearing in mind, this was just less than 40 years after the Great Famine in Ireland, where 1 million Irish people were starved to death. They were driven out of their land, they were driven from arable land, and denied access to proper food. The potato, which was a staple food, there was a blight of the potato.
Hmm.
But the British, who took over parts of the land, were taking out cattle, livestock, wheat and grain out of Ireland.
Bastards.
in a period of the five years when 1 million people starved. Now, the thing I've done on my website is all about what happened after those events. Some of the stuff is on there regarding the famine. You can get information on there. The thing with Glasgow Celtic, they were founded as a football club as a way of giving charity to the Irish Catholics who lived in the east end of Glasgow. And they've always been seen as an outsider, Glasgow Celtic Football Club. And then there's a main club, Glasgow Rangers, another club, where the people who committed the oppression against the Irish, they were the same people who, Glasgow Rangers, their forefathers, who went to Ireland and committed the genocide against the Irish 160 years ago, and their club is sitting there as well in Scotland. And now what has been happening in recent months, it's all came to a head, but it's been going on for years and years and years, where Glasgow Celtic, the football club, has been discriminated against, where they've had referees and linesmen given decisions that are erroneous, to say the least, and some people would say highly, controversial. There has been, in just recent times, a referee who was sacked from his post because he saw it fit to lie to the Irish Catholic manager of Celtic, Neil Lennon, regarding a decision that he overruled and he lied.
So let me see if I want to make sure I haven't gotten totally lost here, Tommy, in what you've been telling me. You're saying there's this football team up there that kind of represents the past, some of the conflicts between you know, the different sects up that way, and that you know, that there are troubles with this particular team where they're being targeted.
For want of a better phrase, you've got it almost. Yeah, the team that was set up was initially set up to help the poor Irish who came fleeing for their lives from Ireland, and they weren't in a better position in Glasgow because they were still in a terrible way. But some of the Irish people who had come over had managed to do, you know, to set themselves up in businesses and make some money, and they saw it upon themselves to help out the poorer elements of the Irish Catholic community. And a way of doing this was having football matches where they would invite people to come and pay whatever the fee was at the time, and with that money they would give it to charities to feed the starving poor communities. Now fast forward 120 years ago, the other side of the argument, the other side of the debate, and it stretches back for the last 40 years, where the bombings and the violence that happened in Ireland, or in Northern Ireland, Ulster as the Protestants call it, where it all stems from. It blew up, you know, when British soldiers went in to protect supposedly the Irish Catholic community in Ireland, when the pogroms were happening in Ireland, where the Protestants were chasing out Catholics out of their homes. And then very quickly the scene degenerated because the British troops then turned their guns on innocent Irish Catholics.
And when was this that the British troops, when did the British troops thing happen where they were going after folks?
Well, there was many incidents. A week, just round about the time that I was born in 72, okay. January 30th, 72, SAS crack commandos went into Derry and shot 14 innocent unarmed civilians. And what that effect had done, it had on the six counties in the north of Ireland, was it brought the IRA a power base that it could only have dreamt of before, because suddenly the whole nationalist Irish Catholic community realised that the only way they could defend innocent people was to take up armed insurrection themselves, to arm themselves with guns, because when you've got the British government sending in troops and slaughtering, killing innocent people, you know, and this is a situation that's been going on in the United Kingdom, where they've been, you know, the first country that Britain invaded before it went all over the world in constructing its empire was Ireland. And the way they perfected, they kept, some people say they kept the six counties of the north of Ireland. When the Irish back in 1916 had a revolution, within 5 years Britain had to capitulate, and they gave Ireland 26 counties, the ones in the south, and then they kept the six counties in the north.
So where does this take us? So there's this conflict that you're talking about in the past. What does this take us up to today, where there being something's happening with the referee? I guess I just don't understand the connection between the violence you're talking about and the football team.
No, I mean, I'm trying to construct a whole 160 years of, 800 years of history
in
a phone call, and to tie it in with what's happening with the football situation. But to tie it in, the referees have been given decisions against Celtic for the last 50, 60 years.
So this team that you're saying the referees are against this team, they've been deciding against this team. There's a conspiracy essentially to rule against this charity team, this Irish charity team. Is that what you're saying?
Glasgow Celtic, yeah, there has been, because the discrimination, you know. And you know, the origins, what happens as well in Glasgow, if you'll let me some more time just to illustrate it, there's a group of people called the Orange Order. The Orange Order was set up about 100 years after Prince William of Orange succeeded to the throne, or took over the throne, by killing the Catholic King James. And his final battle was the Battle of the Boyne. Now, within a year of the Orange Order being set up, the KKK was set up in America. And they were both got the same origins of Presbyterian Scottish origin. And what happens today?
I have to say, there's a lot more intrigue here than I can handle in one segment. But I thank you, Tommy, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. We've got other folks that want to talk, so we've got to get them on here at 800-259-9231. There's a lot of information there, a lot of intrigue, and maybe it deserves a little bit more research than we can handle on the air. At 800-259-9231, you can take control. Bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
With so much economic confusion, who can you trust for straight talk? For years, author and investor Peter Schiff has been in the front of the pack, pointing out the insanity while offering real investment solutions. Now, all of Peter's videos, articles, and TV appearances are compiled into a free email. The EP Weekly Digest, which contains the fresh insights by Peter and other EuroPac voices, like the hard-charging Mike Pinto. To subscribe, please go to epweeklydigest.com, epweeklydigest.com.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Do you have more than 4 hot flash episodes a day? Do you ever wake up at night soaked in sweat? Do you experience mood swings, heightened emotions, or sometimes feel on the verge of tears? Have you gained more than 5 pounds? Have you lost the energy level you had before menopause? Do you have low libido or no interest at all? If you said yes to any of these questions, you may be suffering with severe menopause symptoms and you qualify to receive a free month supply of Amberen. Amberen is the incredibly effective all-natural solution for menopause relief. It's backed by published clinical trials and 30 years of research. It has helped thousands of women get free from the awful symptoms of menopause. Call now and ask how you can receive 30 days of Amberen free of charge. Free supplies are limited, so go to amberentrial.com. That's amberentrial.com. Or call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 8232 1-800-318-8232.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live. Take control of these airwaves toll free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those. We've got archives, we've got the Shrine of Female Listeners, and more. It's all free. Shrine, by the way, you can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see the lady listeners, dozens of them that have taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of this program at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Intern for Liberty. Make a difference, get experience, and get paid. The Institute for Humane Studies is seeking undergraduates, graduates, and recent graduates for its summer internship programs. They have internships in all kinds of journalism and in public policy. The internship includes a generous stipend, housing assistance, career workshops, and training throughout the summer. Visit libertarianinternships.com for more information. You sign up there to receive updates and reminders. It's libertarianinternships.com.
All right, let's go to Kenny in Florida. Kenny, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Kenny the player once again. What's up, guys?
Kenny, what's on your mind tonight?
Okay, so I think it was the other night where you all were talking, I think his name was David, about
helping the poor?
Yes, helping the poor, yes. A Salvation Army or something like that instead of going through the government?
Yeah, how in the absence of the government's violent monopoly system that the marketplace, the free market, can handle taking care of people in a much better fashion, much more efficiently, can do as a better job with less, basically, to help folks.
Right. It's not related to that topic per se, but there's this notion that everybody can win. That, you know, there's this idea of the world where everybody is happy, no one is sad, and everybody wins. I just want to say that's just not true, because if you believe that competition exists, somebody has to lose. Right?
Well, you can look at it that way if you want to. Certainly I can understand where you're coming from, but I think in general, things in the free marketplace are a win-win for folks, because
you try to do that if you're an ethical person.
I disagree, no is the answer to that statement, because the marketplace is the most efficient allocation of funds. If the funds are efficiently allocated, then they're going to grow. There is more wealth, more things of value, but wealth is not money. It's real things that you can use that are of useful things, like 747s and cars.
Or a farm tractor.
Right. There's more of that stuff now than there was 2,000 years ago. And it's because the marketplace has allocated stuff towards those things, created wealth, and as more wealth is created, all ships rise. As the tide rises, all ships rise with it.
It's a win for everybody.
Admittedly, there will be people that, ships that rise higher than others. But
faster.
As there's more wealth created, poor people in America have flat-screen TVs, cell phones, and all kinds of other things. And the reason they have them is not because the government's been forcing people to give up a small portion of their paycheck to take care of the poor. It's because great people have invented things and created new and wonderful things for our lives, and those things, as they've become more common, have become less costly, and therefore people are able to get them.
Yeah, but you didn't address the objection, Mark, and that is that, well, what about the instance where you've got a competition and somebody does not get the customer, and therefore they lose that competition?
Well, they lose that competition, but it doesn't mean they lose in life. It means they might have to go back and start another business to get more focused or do a better job.
Right, but wouldn't you all agree that the idea of win and lose is relative from person to person? I mean,
sure.
just because somebody may want what the billionaire wants, but
yep.
Even though their standard of living is higher, mm-hmm. they still feel like they lost compared to the billionaire.
Sure. Perception is absolutely how, the government is able to use socialism to, take money from one and give to another. People don't say that, well, I'm in the bottom 20% of the income bracket, and if I was in the bottom of the income, 20% of the income bracket 100 years ago, I'd be looking for, table scraps in order to feed my family and crapping in a hole in the ground. But now, I've got all these great things. They don't look at it from a relative standpoint. They're concerned with, well, how's the next guy doing? And as long as you have that mentality, you're always going to be unhappy. There are rich people that are unhappy because somebody's richer than them.
That's right. And not only that, but, since we've had this monopoly on the creation of money, namely central banking, the disparity between the rich and the poor has really spread hugely now, because a certain select group of people with government connections get all the funny money first, and they're fabulously wealthy, and then the people in the real economy are not getting the money in many cases, like what's happening now. There's people right now making tens of millions in bonuses on Wall Street, and then you have the local mom-and-pop business down the street that's barely surviving or closing down. So until you have honest money and free market money, you're not going to have a level playing field.
So the solution that the Free State Project is proposing, I'm not sure what it is 100%, but you're saying that there wouldn't be any losers per se.
No, the Free State Project doesn't propose anything beyond moving liberty-minded people to New Hampshire. And then those liberty-minded people do whatever it is they feel is right.
Okay, well, maybe not.
The solution that I'm proposing is that people would not really be losers, but they can go ahead and feel like losers if they want. And they would feel like losers even if they made, they were the second wealthiest person in the world. Because that comes from the inside, not from the outside.
Very true. Kenny, did you want to address the part about taking care of the poor through the marketplace?
I thought about it, but I didn't know exactly how to formulate that question. It was just, I don't know, basically, I know that every now and again you all throw ideas about, I think it is silver and gold and the Austrian School of Economics or whatever it is, and I'm just wondering, I think with competition, there's always a winner and there's always a loser. Whether, I don't know, that's just how competition works. I mean, somebody, you can't call yourself rich if there isn't poor, if there isn't a poor.
Well, no, sometimes what will happen is, if you have too few firms, let's say, then those two firms might make a lot more money than if other people come into the market and compete with them. But everybody can still make money as long as they do a good job, and they can make the pie bigger. But getting back to helping the poor with charities and stuff is that before we had the so-called welfare state, we had a lot of churches and private charities and mutual aid societies that help people. And the nice thing about that is that they could all compete a little bit for people's donation money. And if you were donating to a charity or a church that you really believed in, then all of a sudden it became corrupt or wasteful, you could withdraw your funds without having people with guns come to your house and demand money from you. Whereas when the government does these things, there's no competition, and when they fail, they want more money from you.
Mm. Kenny, it just depends on how you look at it, man. It just depends on how you see things. I mean, in a market transaction, you, for instance, if you're going to buy a hamburger from Burger King, that is a win-win transaction in that you would not give them the money if you did not value the burger or full belly more than you valued the $2 or whatever the cost is. And similarly, Burger King would not hand over the food if they didn't value your $2 more than what it was they were handing to you. So in that transaction, you've got a win-win situation. But if you wanted to look at it and say, well, I lost $2 just to eat, well, then you could see it as you're losing $2 if you don't look at it from the right positive perspective. So I think the viewpoint really comes into play here. And when somebody loses a business, they've gained the knowledge to know that they made a mistake and that maybe they should put their time and their effort into something else. And I thank you for the call tonight. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled AffinityTy Diet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we give to you on the site for free. Those include listening options. We've got a broadband and dial-up version of the live streams, which air the latest episode of Free Talk Live around the clock. You can also listen to those streams via your telephone. Any phone that can dial long distance can call into our listen lines. And there's our webcam, our free satellite channel, as well as 90 radio stations from coast to coast to carry the show. Get the details on how to tune in over at listen.freetalklive.com.
If you have a company of your own and you need to try something new in the area of collections, it's wasting your time, lots of accounts receivable, and you're taken away from your principal operations. SACL CAI, the main sponsor of this show, does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. Rest assured that the principal over there, Jason Osborne, is a big supporter of Liberty. He'll treat you fairly, and he'll treat your customers with respect. It's SACL CAI.
All right, so we're going to continue here. You guys had, I think, some further discussion on the whole win-win commentary that was happening a few moments ago.
Well, we were talking about Kenny, the player there, was, you know, said that basically in the free market that there are winners and there are losers. And I'm not going to say that what he's saying isn't true, but it's kind of like the foot race. You know, you both run the race, the one guy wins, the other guy loses. You both get cardiovascular exercise. Who's the winner? Who's the loser?
It's all your perspective.
It absolutely is about perspective. And what I was saying is that the marketplace is the most efficient way to allocate funds for creation of wealth. And by wealth, I mean wealth for everyone. everyone and wealth for individuals. So what if the marketplace is in the same way that we now have, 747s and 100 years ago we didn't. We have bulldozers and 100 years ago, maybe 100 years ago we didn't. These things have occurred, and it's because of the marketplace, not because government intervention and government reallocation of funds and things like that. That stuff is inefficient. It may work in the same way that the government can build a school. It just generally spends two or three times as much to build a building as the marketplace would. So if the marketplace is left to its own devices, I think in the relatively near future, I'm putting on my prediction cap here, that the marketplace is going to figure out how to produce free or low-cost energy. Now, I don't know whether this is going to be in a decade or two. I would suspect it's going to be quicker than five, though. That's just a guess. But if the marketplace does produce free or low-cost energy, then what's that going to do for people who are poor? Currently, governments fight wars today about energy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they're going to fight it about in 50 years.
Right.
But today, the scarce resource, the true scarce resource, is essentially fossil fuels or energy. And once poor people have access to as much energy as they need for whatever purpose, the whole face of the world is going to change. And that will be done by the free market, which there will be winners and losers in, right? But everybody will win in the long run.
Well, if there's a free market, then you don't have the government at that point, right?
Okay. It'll be the freer the market, the more efficient it's going to be at allocating funds towards this end that I'm talking about.
Especially with the internet now and the flow of information that we have today that goes around the world in a matter of seconds. That also can make a freer market than we've ever had before, because bad players are found out right away, they're outed right away, and so the resources get allocated to the good players quicker. And so there are going to be losers if you don't do as good of a job, but maybe that's a lesson, and then you go on and do something else. There's a lot of very successful businessmen that have failed many times.
Absolutely.
At their business, and then they finally find the right niche, and they learn the lessons, and they do things correctly. And they make a lot of money. And then sometimes you could have 50% market share, be doing real well, and a few competitors come in. Maybe you bump down to 20 or 25%, but you can still make a decent living even with that kind of market share.
Yeah, AT&T is still around. It used to be the monopoly.
Toll-free number here tonight, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Actually, we were talking earlier in the show tonight about dispute resolution and given some really poor examples of people behaving poorly, good examples of people behaving poorly when they could have been turning things around and making things better. And there's actually somebody up here in New Hampshire named Mike Ruff who does professional mediation. You can hire him to come in and mediate your situation if you'd like to. And again, I consider mediation a little different, not as quite as serious as and process-based as arbitration. But Mike has some things that he wants to say about this recent drama explosion. And there's been a couple of different drama uprisings here recently. He says, look, folks, I ought to be eating the ongoing drama in the porcupine community with a spoon. I mean, I am a mediator, and I get paid to help folks resolve their disputes, but that's not what's happening. In fact, it's making me tired and disappointed. As for the ongoing drama at present, many of you have heard me say my rule is, unless I'm paid to care, I don't, and that's pretty much it. But I am getting a bit annoyed, and here's why. If you have a dispute, resolve it. If you can't do it without assistance, hire me or someone else to help you. What you should not do, get it all out online, rope other folks into it, push folks into taking sides, and maximize the drama and gossip back and forth,
mm-hmm.
all the while making sure that things are said which can't be taken back. Make sure everything spirals out of control, escalates, becomes a series of ad hominem attacks and accusations, bring in unrelated issues, etc. Some unsolicited advice from a mediator who's been resolving disputes of all sorts for more than 8 years. Number one, get it in writing. If you're making an agreement, even a quite simple one, write a contract. It doesn't have to be a long one written in lawyerese. In fact, that's the worst way to go. A contract consists of an offer and a consideration. Person A gives person B a bushel of grade F widgets. In return, person B will provide person A with the right to graze 13 jackalopes on person B's front yard for 3 months from today's date. Number two, take a frackin' breath. When you start to get emotional in any way, stop and frackin' think. Some things to think. Is this really that big a deal? Does the non-aggression principle apply?
Is this the frack term from Battlestar Galactica?
I think so. How much do I really care about this? Is this something that should be shared with others? Should I bring myself, or should I bring someone else in to resolve the situation or help me negotiate? Or can I do this myself? And so on. Number 3. Everyone doesn't have to know everything. I'm often hailed as a non-judgmental person, but it's not true. I judge everyone all the time. I'm extremely judgmental, and I just don't usually share my judgments, especially if the folks don't need to know them. And in certain cases, such as during a mediation, my judgment of an individual is irrelevant and is specifically not to be shared. Before sharing your judgments, think, will this be constructive or destructive? And what will be the effects if I share my judgment? Number 4. Committees suck, and are the only life form with 6 or more legs and no fracking brains. Seriously, sometimes there's a need for a committee, but this is rare. Generally, committees exist to attempt to spread the responsibility. This is BS. Man up, grow some, and take responsibility. If you think someone is an a-hole, then and that it's important that judgment be shared with the community, just say, I think this guy is an a-hole, and here's why. Don't open it up to committee discussion. Folks can say whatever the hell they want to afterward, but accept that you've said your piece and let it stand or fall on its own. Number 5. Don't get caught up in debate. It's sort of a corollary of number 4. All too often, folks in our community seem to prefer debating things to getting them done. Most folks have trouble talking and working at the same time, so my take on that is if you spend too much time talking, you ain't doing S. Don't waste your time debating how many angels can dance on the head of a pin, or whether or not property rights extend to alternate universes from this one. Get a fracking job, exchange, or rather engage in some activity that will further the cause of liberty. The free market, when we have it, will answer most of these questions well enough if they come up in reality. 6. Serious threats are unmanly. It's fine to make threats in a joking fashion with the proper context. Many of you have heard my frequent byplay with another activist. We trade threats. I tell him I'm going to kick him in the nuts and that when he dies, I'm going to flog his corpse off to necrophiliacs and such. And that's fine. But if you're going to seriously use violence, just frackin' do it. Don't talk about it. Obviously, I don't condone initiated aggression. But if aggression has been initiated and you believe retaliation is merited, man up, grow a pair, and just do it. You can explain it afterward if necessary. But if an explanation
is
necessary,
be held accountable for it.
Perhaps retaliatory violence wasn't. This has gone on way too long. I'll just sum up by repeating. Man up, grow a pair, talk less, do more, and don't be a frackin' drama queen. Save that for the Hollywood a-holes. And show some frackin' professionalism among activists. You don't have to like everyone. I sure as hell don't. You don't have to trust everyone. I hardly trust anyone. But spend your time and effort fighting the fracking enemy for once. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Enough time for your comments, your thoughts. Coming up here, 800-259-9231. You take control. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They will walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves toll-free. Bring up anything you want, 800-259-9231, and enjoy the features on our website for free. They're all over there for you. We give them away while those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their sites. Ours is free, freetalklive.com. If you want to help support the show, you can do that by going to promote.freetalklive.com. Get a list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more ears there. That's promote.freetalklive.com. And there's also a webcam on our website, which is completely free at cam.freetalklive.com. And that's brought to you by Memory Dealers.
Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. Just go over there and check them out at memorydealers.com. They're 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers and up to 99% off of list price. They're in stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231. As we continue here with discussion of one of the problems that I think is, I don't know if it plagues the liberty movement, but it's definitely one of the problems that is an issue and needs to be addressed, and that is the idea of libertarian or liberty purism and essentially keeping people out of a movement because they aren't good enough or they aren't up to your specs of what a liberty activist should be or of what a liberty activist should believe. And we've seen this this bubble up recently with the controversy we discussed in detail in the first 2 hours of the show. If you missed that, you can download it later on at freetalklive.com. But one of the claims against one of the parties that was made was that, well, she's not a real agorist. Now, agorism is a subset of the liberty movement. It's a group of folks that...
It's going to become very popular in the last few years, too.
Well, very popular, I don't know, but it's certainly more popular.
I hear a lot of people talking about it. I never heard of this stuff 4 years ago.
Before we moved to New Hampshire, certainly it wasn't even on the radar, no doubt about that. But basically,
and I think most of the people listening to my voice that would consider themselves agorists probably started considering themselves that within the last 2 or 3 years. That's just my guess.
Yeah, so one of the complaints about the folks over at the Last Biscuit, which is an underground business, it's a black market, if you will, or gray market, counter-economic business that essentially operates delivering food to people without government permission. They don't have the health permit. They don't have the business occupancy license. They don't have that stuff. And it has been labeled as agorism by a number of people in the movement. However, some, who you might call the agorist purists, are saying that it is not, in point of fact, agorism. And I did not understand this, and I'd invited one of the people that believes this way on the show, and we haven't been able to get him on yet, to talk about this. But it would seem to me that if agorism is essentially working in the underground to create, to offer a product or service to the marketplace without asking for permission, then that would fit the definition of agorism. However, what I was told is that the definition of agorism has to do with the libertarian revolution. And that so if you're doing business in the underground without the intent of having a revolution, without being a pure libertarian, then you are not, in point of fact, an agorist, and your business is not agorist.
So agorism's a thought crime.
That's basically my understanding of what I was told.
That's my understanding of what agorism is, too, that you must intend to do agorism in order for agorism to be agorism. And that is what I believe that to be, is a sidestep for the argument that the black market has been in effect as long as there have been coercive governments, that the black market, it is in strong effect in here in the United States, and what has it done to diminish the government? That, you know, people will purport agorism as a revolutionary concept, and I think it's fine that you not give extra money to the government. I'm for it. I love some of the ideas that I've gotten from, you know, many agorists. They're outside the box thinkers, and I love it. But I am not of the opinion that agorism is a revolutionary idea, because it just doesn't have any teeth. You know, as a matter of fact, the supposition behind agorism is that the government will fail of its own weight, and I concur. Mm-hmm. And then the agorists will have built up alternatives to the government in its place, and people will
be able to cling
to those and that kind of thing. That
in
and of itself is not a revolutionary idea. It's not.
It's
a revolutionary idea would have something to do with getting rid of the government that is, you know, big and onerous or whatever.
Well, in a sense, though, if enough people do that, where they withdraw and they just start trading amongst themselves without going through all the corporate and government middlemen, that does hasten the collapse of the government, wouldn't you say?
From that perspective, it can be seen as revolutionary.
I do not agree, because we have the largest government in the United States that the world has ever seen. And as debtclock.us, you can go there and you can see that fewer than half of Americans pay income tax. So, if you can have the largest government the world has ever seen with fewer than half of its citizens, by the way, that's not pay income tax. I'm really sorry I said that. Actually, it's file income tax returns. And then if you consider that, as I've heard it, and I'm only quoting what I've heard, 60% of people who file income tax returns don't actually pay income tax. They're getting, in fact, you know, with the earned income tax credit and the head of household and all this other stuff, they're actually getting money back. It's a welfare payment.
Well,
so,
right,
in fact, what you're talking about is something like 20% of people actually pay income taxes, then no, I do not believe that by setting up an alternative to the fire department or the pothole filling crew that you're doing anything to topple the government.
But that's not the only federal tax people pay. I mean, Social Security you pay too, and you
I don't.
You know, well, a lot of people do. Every time you buy gasoline, you pay federal tax. There's a lot of federal taxes out there.
But how many agorists don't pay federal gasoline tax? Who has the agorist gasoline refinery?
That's right.
I promise. I'll buy gasoline from you.
And that's a good point, too.
So what I was told is that, well, the Last Biscuit is an agorist because it wasn't, it's not being operated for the express purpose of being an activist, basically, of you know, supplanting the government and, you know, having this revolution or whatever. And of course, I don't like the term revolution. I prefer evolution. I think revolution suggests going back around to the beginning.
No, that would be if you use revolution as in the term revolve, not the term revolt.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You see, there's two different ways to talk about it. In the English language, sometimes a word that's spelled the same way would mean something else.
But, you know, sometimes people just do things like that, and they are revolutionary acts, but they don't really think twice about that aspect of it. They just think that they don't want to live freely, and they don't want interference with their lives. And just because they're not part of somebody else's dreamed-up paradigm or club doesn't mean that they're not really in that realm.
According to the person I was talking with, he said that, well, maybe it's black market or counter-economic at best. So I went over to agorism.info, just kind of like this is one of their sites, the agorist folks, just to get their own definition here. And counter-economics is the study and or practice of all peaceful human action which is forbidden by the state. So therefore, selling food without a license is an act that is forbidden by the state. Therefore, that would be considered counter-economic. Well, right? By that definition, am I right about that?
I agree.
Okay, yeah, that would be. But by the way, is this woman calling herself an agorist, or are other people calling
her? She has the term.
So at which point, she then qualifies.
Well, but he's saying she's not an agorist because she's not a true libertarian.
She's not pure enough.
Right.
But, you know, people come to that over time.
Absolutely. And so you look at the term agorist. Again, these are their definitions. Advocate or conscious practitioner of counter-economics. Older terms include left libertarian and new libertarian. So if you are a conscious practitioner of doing something that is without permission of the state, by their own definition, you're an agorist. It doesn't say you have to be a 100% pure libertarian, somebody that has, you know, sworn an oath to the non-aggression principle. You could be someone who just wants to see food licensing go away. You may just want to see the government get out of that particular area, and you've decided to take up that that mantle, so to speak.
And that's a form of civil disobedience.
It absolutely is. So, and then I pointed out, okay, well, maybe let's just say that Mama Allie, who runs the Last Biscuit, let's just say that down when she was in Savannah, she was just doing it for the purpose of making money. Like, she didn't care about the whole activism thing until she started meeting activists, until she started to get involved in this movement and learn about this movement. But when she moved to Keene, New Hampshire, for the purpose of feeding the activist community, would that not be an explicitly so-called agorist act? I was told no. So clearly it's all about the individual and their perceptions of whether or not that person has met the purity test. And I think that's unfortunate because it turns people off and it turns people away, and none of us started as 100% pure libertarian.
Yeah. It's a secret club mentality, and saying, you know, you're not in the club and I am, and no. That's,
so maybe Zach Fix will come on to hash this out with us. Let's see, the invitation is still open to him. I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but I just wanted to get that out there. Hey, we're short on time here, but I'll make sure I don't forget to give you the Totisac. A two-pack of the Totisac can be yours. It'll help you carry the groceries back in from the car. It is so easy. It's a great little handle, excellent device. I use it every single time I'm bringing stuff back in. You can go to totisac.us to learn more about it, TOTASAK.US. And if you call in right now at 603-435-1105, you might just win one. That's 603, a two-pack, actually. 603-435-1105. Call now to win, and we will be back tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Spark imaginations and free minds with an enjoyable graphic novel or webcomic from BigHeadPress.com. This holiday season, share the freedom message with friends, family, or the one acquaintance that really needs it. BigHeadPress.com's thoughtful stories provide a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. Just one of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is L. Neil Smith's Roswell, Texas, a sci-fi, western, romantic comedy with aliens, motorcycles, beautiful women, and the gayest Nazi you've ever seen. Sample online before you buy at BigHeadPress.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.